was the jury that convicted and sentenced Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev to death biased against him. Three federal appeals court judges are weighing that question and whether the trial judge should have done more to ensure an impartial jury. Lawyers for Tsarnaev and the government made their cases in front of the three judges yesterday. The judges could call for a new trial, order a new sentencing, or let the death penalty stand. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning was in court and has this report.
Before he went to trial, Jahar Tsarnaev's attorneys tried four times to get the case moved out of Boston. But four times, courts refused. Tsarnaev appellate attorney Daniel Habib told the appeals court yesterday that decision meant that the jury pool drawn from Greater Boston demanded extra scrutiny.
Having elected to try this case in this damaged community, it was incumbent on the district court to take every possible precaution to ensure that the extraordinary experience this community suffered did not filter its way into the jury and prejudice Tsarnaev. We know that that obligation was not discharged.
Specifically, Tsarnaev's attorneys say trial judge George O'Toole should have investigated when the defense told him about two jurors whose posts on social media showed bias. The jury forewoman called Tsarnaev a piece of garbage on Twitter and lied during initial questioning about sheltering in place during the manhunt. The other juror posted on Facebook about jury selection, even after being told not to. He said it was, quote, legit crazy to be less than 10 feet from Tsarnaev. When the defense raised these posts before trial, jurors were in the courthouse, but Judge O'Toole didn't question them. Yesterday, appeals court judge William Kayada asked the government, why the lack of curiosity?
Why wouldn't a judge want to know how that juror explains that difference? They forgot it, or wouldn't we at least ask the juror?
So, Your Honor, that was certainly within the district court's discretion but to ask the juror.
That's government attorney William Glasser. He said repeatedly yesterday that O'Toole had discretion to decide whether jurors needed to be questioned further.
At the end of the day, it's not exactly what the jurors have heard or seen, but rather whether they can set aside what they have heard or seen and decide the case based on the evidence presented before them.
Appeals Judge Roger E. Thompson jumped in and challenged Glasser's assertion.
We're not supposed to allow the jurors to make that assessment. The obligation is on the district court based upon an assessment of information that it receives to make the decision about whether the juror can, in fact, be biased.
Bias was such a big concern because Boston had lived through the bombing and its aftermath. Jurors were called from communities that had sheltered in place. They walked by memorials on their way to work. They'd gone to One Fund concerts and bought Boston Strong t-shirts. Appeals Court Judge Juan Torrea noted the outsized impact of this type of crime.
Now, one of the things about terrorism, leaving the facts in this case, is it impacts a community. It's the whole point of terrorism.
Judge Torrea ruled on this question of moving the trial before. He was the sole vote to relocate the trial from Boston when it came before three appeals court judges in 2015. He'll now weigh that question again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.